Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
But I'm going to go with Thong Boy. Woohoo! I'd love to see some people get punched in the face.
That was Jordana Green. Jor, you belong on Twitter. I mean, I can't believe how violent you've become.
Yeah.
And what's it, who's Thong Boy? Is that Mark? I want to know more. I'm repulsed, and yet I'm intrigued. Who is Thong Boy?
Pretty sure it was you. No, it was that jackass on the airplane that used a thong for a mask. Remember when he got on the plane? And
I thought those were panties.
Like,
I thought those were panties.
Sir, you need to wear a mask. And he was like, this is a mask. And he was a moron. And, you know.
Well.
So he was Thong Boy.
That's a nice nickname. Okay, so a little bit of breaking news. Elon Musk, earlier today, Jordana, said that he would restore former President Donald Trump's banned account on Twitter if his deal to acquire the company is completed, if, in fact, he closes. It hasn't happened yet. I think it's going to take a few months. Maybe by the end of the year, he will actually own Twitter, and then he's free to do whatever he wants with Twitter. Musk had previously said that he thinks Twitter should be more reluctant to delete things, including people. He said we should be very cautious with permanent bans, no matter who you are. And he called Twitter's decision to ban Trump back in January of last year a mistake. I do think it was not correct to ban Donald Trump. I think that was a mistake, Musk said. I would reverse the perma-ban. Perma-ban? Anyway.
Yeah, he was banned permanently.
Yeah.
Trump was banned permanently from Twitter. Yeah, according. And, you know, remember, Twitter was a private company. They had every right to comply with their terms and conditions. And when Elon Musk owns it, he has every right to reinstate Trump. You know, but whether or not that's good for the country, it's his company. He can do whatever the heck he wants with it.
Well, it's still the Republican Party is still the party of Trump. I saw some Republicans today who privately said, you know, good grief. Now, every time that Donald tweets, we have to respond to his tweets. I think, look, everybody wants to fall in line and not get on the wrong side of Donald Trump. And yet I think there's a certain amount of trepidation, especially leading up to the midterms, you know, whether that could there'd be blowback that he might say something that would impact a critical mass of voters. Who knows? I don't know. I'm exhausted by the whole thing. I think everybody has a right to be on Twitter. But if you incite violence, if you incite hate speech, I don't know. Call me crazy if you incite an insurrection. I don't think you have a right to be on any platform, certainly not a private platform where it spells out very clearly what you can and cannot do. Look, Twitter isn't owned by the government, right? It's a private platform. They make their own rules. You don't like it, you don't have to be on Twitter. So,
that's right. Or you don't have to look at Donald Trump's tweets. You don't have to do that. And, you know, Twitter, like I said, gets to do whatever they want to do. But the question becomes for our texters now, do you want to see Trump back on Twitter? 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. I think what Stephen Belton said earlier is very worthy of renoting. He said, when Trump was on Twitter, and again, maybe this was because he was the president of the United States, we all got wrapped up in what he was tweeting. And look, as news organizations or talk show hosts, you know, sometimes that was news. And we need, as the leader of the free world and the commander in chief, we had to respond to some of the things that he was tweeting. There was that constant debate, like, is this policy now because he said it's going to happen? Or is it just like the rantings of, you know, someone who's tweeting from the toilet? You know, we didn't know what his tweets meant in regards to policy. So as people who reported on the president of the United States and talked about it, you know, we were sort of wrapped up and swept up in the whims of his tweets. Now that he is a private citizen, do we have to do that again? 100% no. But you also said he's the leader of the Republican Party. He is the Republican Party. So there's still, as news people or, you know, somebody who functions in the media world, you and I are not reporters or journalists anymore. We're just talk show hosts. But
way to sell that, Jory.
We're just talk show hosts. Which means that we're supposed to give our opinion, and we should. Yeah. But that's what we get paid for. We don't get paid for neutrality. We get paid to have an opinion. So, yeah, I guess some days we're going to be responding to that, even though we'd rather, you know, talk about escaped llamas.
And by the way, the presumed leader still of the Republican Party, Ron DeSantis in Florida, Greg Abbott in Texas, might have something to say about that. But as it stands today, nobody really has stepped up or stood up and provided another viable path. And I know a lot of my friends are hoping that Donald Trump runs again in 2024. I just wish we would find older candidates between Biden and Trump. I wish we could find people in their upper 90s, maybe low 100s. Think of all that wisdom. God help us.
Someone with more life experience. Well, I think we're good. Yeah. I think we're good. Okay. We're good. But,
so it doesn't matter what we think. It matters what you think. And right. Text us or call us if you feel like it. Good thing, bad thing, neutral. You don't care. You're sick of it. 651-461-9226. We hope to hear from you next. So what do you think? Are you happy that Donald Trump may in fact come back to Twitter? You know, in the pantheon of things you worry about, is it at the top of the list, at the bottom of the list? I mean, most of us are just trying to get by and keep our kids out of jail and, you know, keep the wheels on the bus. But a lot of people on the far right and the far left are just hyper fixated on everything coming out of Donald Trump's mouth. Are you one of them? What do you make of this? Donald Trump may be joining Twitter later this year when Elon Musk closes on Twitter. Earlier today, Elon Musk said he would allow Trump to return to Twitter, saying the decision to ban him was, quote, morally wrong. What do you think about that? 651-461-9226. Text, call, FedEx. What do you think? Jor, what do you think?
I think that private companies should be allowed to do what they want to do. You know, it's not government regulated. I think at some point there will be regulation on digital media companies, on social media companies. We're not at that space yet. We haven't arrived there. It's too much of a new medium. But Trump was banned for a reason, because he violated the terms and conditions of Twitter. And if that means he incited violence, if that means he was spreading so much disinformation that the owners of Twitter, the people who run Twitter, didn't want anything to do with him anymore. I support that.
Sure, I get the violence part, but there's so much disinformation and misinformation on Twitter.
Disinformation.
If that's what gets you banned, then I think 2/3 of the people on Twitter would not be on Twitter. I get it. You can't incite violence, right?
Right.
Or even
hate
speech.
And maybe Twitter felt that him spreading lies and, you know, perpetrating the big lie, allegedly, that he claims the election was stolen, which we now know, of course, that that is not true. And him perpetrating that was too dangerous for the country. That's why they banned him. If Elon feels that that is quality information and he wants to put that out there, that's what Elon has to sleep with at night. But here's the deal. We no longer have to buy in. He is no longer the president of the United States. We don't have to follow him. We get to choose. We are still in control. And I maintain this, that no matter what happens with Twitter, it is always the masses, the people, us, that have true control over what happens. Because if we all delete Twitter or not follow Trump, then that loses its power. So we can do that. And I mean, look, my job requires that I know what's going on in the world, but I will probably limit my watching of his tweets.
Hey, Donald Trump was good for The Apprentice, right? Great ratings. He brought the money in. And he's probably going to be good for Twitter if he, if in fact he comes back. Jack in Richfield, what do you think? Good idea, bad idea?
Well, it's a good idea just because he should never have been taken off of it. I mean, that's just a fact. Well, because they had no reason to. The only reason they took him off is because they didn't like him. I mean, this Jack Dorsey, what a piece of garbage. What disinformation? Oh, the big lie, right? The big lie?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, why is the big lie considered to be a big lie? Because there was no evidence found in court? Okay, that's true. There was no evidence found in court. But, you know, people believe, is it a big lie then that O.J. Simpson is not guilty of killing his wife? Because most people believe he is, but he was found not guilty in court. Well, then he must not have done it. I mean, people believe Kyle Rittenhouse is a murderer. He was found guilty in court. They don't care. They don't care what the court verdict was. They think he did it.
But Jack, I mean,
you're 60% of Americans that believe what you call the big lie. Okay, they don't believe that they went to bed at 11 o'clock at night with Donald Trump with a 3% lead and woke up at 6 o'clock in the morning with Joe Biden ahead. Okay, they don't believe it. They don't know where the overnight ballot dumps came that were 99% in favor of Joe Biden.
That's not what happened.
We're off topic, and we didn't come on here for somebody to spread propaganda and more lies that the election was stolen. That has been proven that it's not true. And
you want to believe something so badly. Some people, evidence doesn't matter, facts don't matter. But because you want it to be true, you believe it. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make it true. Show me some evidence. Anything.
That's the reason why Trump got kicked off, because he was pushing this lie and then people started believing it and people were not facing the actual facts of the reality that it was a fair election. And that call was a perfect example of why we can't have people in power spreading lies. Because then people believe it. It sows discord. It sows hate. It sows destruction. And it's dangerous for our democracy.
When Trump went on the air and said, I think the election was stolen, I wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt. I thought, well, okay, maybe. Do you have anything to back that up other than just a statement?
Right.
Show me anything.
Exactly.
And go state by state. And they did that. And there were, over 60 court cases. There's no evidence. There is zero evidence that the election was stolen. And yet people still want to believe that because it fits their narrative. They don't want the facts. They want information that backs up their beliefs. So.
All right. So let's take a look at some of your texts here. Let's see. Donald Trump want back on Twitter? From what I've heard, no. Does Donald Trump want to go back on Twitter? This texter asks. And he says, from what I've heard, no.
Yeah, he's got Truth Social. He's got his own platform, right? But doesn't he have a piece of that? Doesn't he have an equity stake in that? So I thought he was trying to build that up.
But does anybody go on Truth Social?
No.
Right. So he wants a platform, I'm sure. I'm sure if they let him back on Twitter, he'd go back on. Well, We'll see, right? Let's see. This texter writes, the only place I want to see Trump is behind bars, please. This says, Twitter has a beautiful feature called don't show me any tweets from a certain person so I can ignore him anyway. See, that's true. Like,
well,
now,
block him, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. 100%. And we can also not go on Twitter. If that's not a place you want to be, or, you know, like maybe you like it for sports or maybe you like it for breaking news. That's fine. When I'm on it for breaking news, when I am no longer working and I'm retired, I will not be on Twitter. I will not. Yeah, I think Twitter is a cesspool. I get why people go on it for sports or breaking news.
Sure. I think you can get some good information on Twitter. Mm-hmm. It depends, you know, if you follow trusted sources. But other than that, the back and forth. And again, Twitter rewards extremes, right?
Yes.
The more extreme the reaction, get people angry. What happens when they're angry? They stay on the platform longer.
That's
what happens when they stay on the platform longer? More ads, more ways to monetize. Mm-hmm. It's the same with YouTube. It's the same with many platforms. It's the same with talk radio, right? Mm-hmm. Let's get people riled up. Clark in Edina. Good idea, bad idea.
Hi. Well, I was just thinking that I'm not on Twitter, actually, but when Trump was on Twitter, even though there was a lot of crazy things he was saying, which I never agreed with, but the media could kind of monitor some of those things and get ahead of some of his craziness before something actually took place, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, it does. It makes sense. I get it. Yeah, thank you for the call.
Yeah, thank you, Clark.
Oh, thank you.
And look, Jor, when people say, well, you know, First Amendment, freedom of speech, that's to the freedom of speech is to protect your speech from the government, right? It's not to protect you from the consequences of your free speech.
That's right. That's right.
So, again, this is not a government thing. It is a private platform, and it will still be a private platform. But when Elon owns Twitter, he can change the terms and conditions.
That's right. Remember, friends, we have control as whether or not we buy in. If people don't go on Twitter or don't follow Trump, then he has no influence.
But again,
you get to choose, friends.
But again,
you get to choose.
Sure. If Donald really wants to run again in 2024, he wants direct access to as many Americans without the filter of the media. He wants to go right to his followers.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
why I think he's probably going to wind up on Twitter again sooner than we all think. Because he wants that
Let's keep
access.
The conversation going. We have a bunch more texts that I can read, and you can still call in. 651-461-9226. The conversation that's on fire right now is, should Trump be back on Twitter? Let's talk next.
Be caller number three. It would be good to be caller number three right now to win Twickets.
Yeah,
which is even better than a ticket. These will be Twickets for the Friday, May 13th game as the Twins take on the Cleveland Indians. Caller number three, good luck winning those Twickets. I've not been drinking. I may start
soon. Yeah, well, you can't tell.
Well, thanks. Thank you.
So, Paul, before we wrap up the conversation, and we have a lot of texts on this, what do you think? Do you think Elon should be allowed back on
No, I don't think Elon should be on the platform he just bought.
Should be allowed back on Twitter.
I think he should. Mm-hmm. And just like anybody else, if he incites violence or hate speech, then I think he should be yanked.
Or disinformation.
Right. I don't think anybody has the freedom to incite violence. I just don't. But the problem keeping Trump off the platform is that it just ignites more conspiracy theories. There's an even greater hunger to know what he's saying, what he's thinking. Let him share what he's thinking. And I have more confidence in democracy. I think we can withstand whatever happens, whatever he says. And even if that means that increases the odds of him getting in office, if a critical mass of Americans think he belongs in office, then so be it. That's how it's supposed to work.
I think if Elon wants him and Elon's the owner, he gets to do whatever he wants with his candy store.
It's his candy
And I
store.
Maintain that we have power. Americans, fellow listeners, Minnesotans, you have power here. You can just opt out. You don't have to follow him. You don't have to you don't have to be on Twitter.
Well,
you don't have to. I mean, you don't have to do that. If you want to stay on for sports or whatever, just block Trump. We have the option to block. So whatever you don't want to hear, that's OK. But I don't know that he has the right to be on because everybody wants to hear him. If anybody who wants to hear him, they can go on Truth Social. He's got his own platform.
I don't even know if he's posting on Truth Social.
Well, whatever he can. He owns part of it. He created it. So if you're a huge Trump fan and you want to hear what he's thinking all the time, just go on Truth Social or subscribe to his newsletter or do whatever you do. I don't know that he has a right to be on there. But look, that's capitalism. If Elon wants him, that's his candy store. He gets to do it. We just get to opt out. And now that he's not the president anymore, we really get to opt out because I feel like I don't have a professional responsibility to always cover him. That's how I feel about it. Let's see. Donald Trump is no more dangerous than Joe Biden has been for our country in the last year, according to that Twitter, that texter. This texter says, I don't care if Trump's on Twitter. I'm not on Twitter. Okay, well, then you really, it doesn't matter to you. Someone says, can anyone show me a business that loses integrity but maintains profitability? If Elon thinks propagating lies is great morals, his purchase of Twitter will be worse. A worse dinosaur than AOL. Oh, I take AOL. That as offense. I still have
who
AOL.
Who still uses, DJ, who still uses AOL?
No, nobody uses AOL.
Yeah, no, one of us does use AOL.
Stop judging.
Oh, it's you, it's not me.
You've got mail. Does it still say that when you get an email? You've got mail.
Huh? Hey, guys, will you please say hi to Barbara, who's been calling every Tuesday for Twins Ticket Tuesday.
Oh,
and
she got him?
She was caller number
awesome.
Three today.
Way to go, Barbara. Congrats.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's good for you.
Who are you going to take to the game, Barbara?
I'm going to take my boyfriend, my daughter, and a grandson.
So
wonderful.
Hopefully.
Well,
that's great. Will this be your first game this season?
It will. It will be my first game in about 3 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, thank you for being persistent, and thank you for being a loyal listener, and today it really paid off, and have fun at the game. Have fun at the game.
Thank you. Thank you for being you. I love you both.
Thank you.
Thanks, Barbara. Have fun.
Thank you. Bye.
God, wow. I love going to Twins games. I really do.
Yeah, I do too.
I only
it's
have
an
one
experience.
More week home, and I now that it's nice out, it's so beautiful today. I just want to be out there eating a kosher hot dog and a beer, and I love it.
And the Twins are getting it done. I don't think they've ever been more fun to watch. Well, 87, 91, they were really fun to watch. So anyway,
all right.
We do have a few show highlights, and let's get to those when we come back on CCO.
Thank you for a lively show today. Lots of fun calls and texts. Lots of good differing of opinions. We also spoke with Mark Lindquist. Mark is an Air Force veteran, a Minnesotan, and he felt called to head over to Ukraine and help in a humanitarian effort. He really went over there and just said, once I get there, I'm going to figure out how I can help. We've been trying to check in with him about once a week, and we did so today. And here's Mark's update from Ukraine.
We're out here in Dnipro, eastern Ukraine, a couple hours away from the front lines. And we are realizing out here in the country, not everybody has the risk tolerance to be able to come this far out and really get eyes on the problem out here. So as you travel the border near Lviv, you travel the Polish border, all kinds of humanitarian aid vans and buses and tents. But as you travel further east, it gets slim. And folks out here, of course, it is a war zone and people, don't necessarily aren't conditioned for it. And so we, the United States veterans who know how to operate in a foreign country and know how to get things done out here, we figure that we have a responsibility to help the people as far east as we can.
I'm glad he's okay. I mean,
thank God.
And I asked him the question, too, can anybody fight? I mean, physically, taking up arms. And he said, no, he said, they're looking for people with combat mm-hmm. experience. And I guess enough veterans are flooding into Ukraine.
He also said they're specifically looking for combat medics.
Yeah.
And David, can you give us his email? Because he said people can reach out to him directly because there is a warehouse in St. Louis Park where supplies are being stored. He said, but we need somebody skilled, a former combat medic, to go through and say, this is what you should send and this is what you shouldn't. So literally, that's just a trip to St. Louis Park. I need you to connect with Mark and figure this all out. So, David, what is Mark's email?
You can reach Mark Lindquist at markhelpsukraine@gmail.com. Yep. That's markhelpsukraine@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And I will put a link to his interview on my Instagram at Jordana Verde, V-E-R-D-E, with a link to his email. And please share that because we want to get whatever medic he needs to maybe overlook the shipment and see what they need and what would be helpful to them.
Yeah.
So thank you.
One of many veterans, one of many Americans who are stepping up and they want to, you know, be part of this fight. Not sanctioned mm-hmm. officially by the federal government, but as private citizens, they can go in and do that. Yeah. We also asked Stephen Belton from the Urban League Twin Cities if President Biden's plan to cap internet prices will actually help low-income families here in Minnesota.
It's actually 34% of black adults in the United States have no broadband high-speed internet access. But equally disturbing, this is a kind of a two-headed snake here. You need both broadband access, but you also need a device in order to be able to access it because, you know, having one without the other doesn't get you anywhere. And so part of what the Biden proposal does, some of the plan that would be operated will offer, discounts on devices. But I think it's the device that's going to be equally important.
Yeah.
Really interesting conversation with Stephen Belton today. And what we didn't get to was the idea of digital redlining. And I said maybe next week we will take that up because I want to talk with him about that. Equal access, not only to high speed broadband, but the fact that it has been limited by some companies in communities of color.
Yeah. Never a shortage of things to tee up with Stephen Belton. And we want to thank listeners for bearing with us as we teed up the question, you know, Donald Trump back on Twitter. Do you care? Good thing? Bad thing? We didn't ask DJ. DJ, do you have an opinion about this? Do you care?
I mean, to me, it just goes into a larger discussion about social media and truth in journalism and news. And it just feels like the cat's out of the bag to some extent. There's misinformation and dangerous information that's leading and guiding people all over the country every day. And I don't know, you can ban Trump because of this, but are you also going to ban the 5 million other people who are spewing lies and nonsense or whatever? And who's deciding what's lies and what's nonsense? And yours is different than mine. And that's the culture we live in right now. So to me, it's about people making their own decisions and seeing through the BS. And to me, a president that behaves the way Trump behaved. Now, this isn't saying anything about his policy, but the way he behaves in the public and the way he treats people and the way he speaks on Twitter specifically, to me, isn't presidential. And I wouldn't vote for him. I don't care about the issues even. I wouldn't even vote for him just because of that alone. And then you can stack on whatever issues you have. So I think people need to hear that and make their own decision. So I don't know. It's up to Twitter. I guess whoever owns Twitter gets to make that decision. I guess it doesn't really matter to me either way.
Yeah. People don't
remember,
want the truth.
We have power. We have power. We can opt out.
But again,
and if all of us use our power together, it becomes very influential.
It's disappointing to me. A lot of people don't want the truth. They don't want to acknowledge reality. They want information that supports their beliefs. So people cherry pick. Oh, yeah, I'll take that. Oh, that looks good. Oh, yeah. But anyway, keep an open mind and you're free to change your mind. We'll catch you tomorrow.
I'm less concerned about that than I am about the whoopee thing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.